Welcome back. Top of the second hour. Got to get to the video. Like I said, on Friday, I had the opportunity to guest host the National Intel Report. And I mentioned that the bombing nonsense, the Caesar Sayoc nonsense, first of all, didn't add up. And some of the things that it did conveniently, it was a high incident sort of deal where everyone's clamoring for, you know, please kidnap or protect us from your staged terror event, basically. It was cover for – very convenient cover for Soros' involvement in funding the Great Honduran Migration. I'll get to that – the rest of the connection here in a second. Midterms, it endears the public to these terrorists and their supporters, you know, folks like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton. I don't understand how these people are not in prison, really, honestly. I mean, you hijack your entire party and go to court and basically say that the impartiality clause doesn't mean what it says, and it's just guidance. It's not a promise. It's just an idea. Astonishing. So, you know, midterms, and gives these people a platform just less than 2 weeks before the election cycle is to take place. How convenient. And then, of course, there's a censorship issue. And then there was the Kroger incident in Kentucky, and that, you know, same thing. And so you get these stories. So Washington Post, after all of this, the dust settles on this stuff, you have Washington Post stories from last week, like the White House has to do more than condemn the crazies. Are we talking about, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Cory Booker, you know, not the people who allegedly, no, not those people. Okay. Anyway, you have those kinds of stories. There's all kinds of craziness, though. Just to recap some of the bizarre stories I've seen right out in the open. Speaking of this kind of stuff, how about this ABC News story? Meet the former CIA spy turned congressional candidate trying to flip her district. That's a fun story over at ABC News, isn't it? I'll just go through a few of these real fast. Some of the things that I've observed in the last several days. A bot disguised as a human software developer fixes bugs. Yeah. Japan grants cryptocurrency industry self-regulatory status. That's not a conflict of interest or anything. That story about the new Ultra FICO credit score is interesting. The Lifehacker story is interesting and basically concludes it's another attack on poor people. I agree. Yeah. AI researchers fight over four letters, NIPS. That's an interesting, just really, you know, Orwellian censorship piece over at Wired. Megyn Kelly nonsense. Oh, that's just nonsense. I don't even want to get into that. Florida man charged in 14 bombs, Reuters. CNN was reporting 13. How convenient. The White House demands answers about 5G and new memorandum. That's a sort of a misdirection psyop. You know, one of the stories that I didn't mention last week, it's Halloween is right around the corner. Everybody, I saw this story all over the place last week. You probably saw it too. MIT's latest experiment is a Black Mirror episode come to life. So you can actually control a person. And I forget which story it is. It might have been the CNET story. It's all over the place. But in one of the stories, they mentioned the fact that MIT is notorious for this. It's the sort of death cult ideology. And this gets to the point, the heart of the matter, where, I mean, come on. What's happening, it's overwhelmingly obvious, becoming more and more obvious. If you go on Netflix or Hulu, where is the wholesome family section? Where is the Christian section, for example, that's not, you know, a World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, Rockefeller-funded and controlled honeypot? Where is the genuine, authentic Christian section or the wholesome family section on Netflix or Hulu? Where is that section? Why do I have to be propagandized to death by everything? There's an agenda in everything, let alone the fact that the technology itself is damaging, you know, which gets to the video that I want to play. You mean staring into a scrying mirror all day is a bad idea? It's bad for my health? Oh, deleterious? Who would have thought? Anyway, MIT, notorious for Halloween exploits, you know, the story that's all over MIT's latest experiment is a Black Mirror episode come to life. I'll let you, the listener, research that if you're interested. Speaking of Larry Ellison and Business Insider, the article a few days ago, I think it was Friday, Larry Ellison agrees with his nemesis, Jeff Bezos. Yeah, right. Over one big thing, the shocking way Google views the U.S. military. Yeah, right. SoundCloud's new artist contract is a raw deal for musicians. Yeah. I mentioned, you know, sending stickers on WhatsApp. That's ridiculous. Florida's Panama City is newest Verizon 5G city. Why 5G is out of the reach of more people than you think. You know, getting back to the National Broadband Initiative, we need to have broadband everywhere, right? Wireless, super fast, DNA damaging technology. But we need to come up to speed. AI, Christie's sells its first AI portrait for $432,500, beating estimates of $10,000. Yeah, sure. Patient Sphere uses AI and blockchain to personalize treatment plans. I'm telling you, it's coming. You know, it's what is it? Minority Report meets, you know, Aaron Russo said, America, Freedom to Fascism, meets what I was talking about last week, back to 2009. And it's interesting, you know, if you go back to season one of Shark Tank, you'll see a couple of ideas. One guy, for example, in 2009, what are the odds? What are, you know, 2009 Shark Tank, same time Verichip patents, gets grants to two patents just 3 months after the H1N1 nonsense. How long does it take to get a patent, even if you're Verichip? So they get two patents, exclusive rights to implantable RFID technology identifying H1N1 and other things in people. And their stock price triples. Who is investing in it? Who thinks that's a great idea? Certainly not you or I. Certainly not to the point that we all, oh my gosh, we got to invest in Verichip. Later that year, they buy Steel Vault, merge the two, and form Positive ID, so you can get health records and credit information all on the same chip that you can plant in people. Who thinks this is a good idea? So, you know, it's here. Patient Sphere uses AI and blockchain to personalize treatment plans. We could stick a chip in you so that you walk in, the AI bot says over the speaker, welcome, Mr. Yamamoto. We've personalized your treatment plan. I can see from your chip that, you know, you don't have this, but you have that. You might be susceptible or prone to this. And so we've customized your treatment plan, and I can see that, you know, we'll just take it out of your account. We'll debit you for your copay and bill your insurer. It's coming. Never mind the fact that the RF technology destroys your DNA. So, I mean, it's like, think about it. It's a closed loop system that, you know, creates job security, if you understand what I'm saying. You stick something in people that destroys their health, and then you manage their health for the rest of their life. The deterioration, the rapidly accelerating deterioration of their health. That's what's happening. Oh, that's crazy talk. Really? Get to the video. If you understand the technology that we're being, engulfed by, why did Melissa Dykes mention in one of the last True Stream Media videos that she requested by their cable provider to have a wired internet setup, and they looked at her like, you know, what are you, from the Stone Age? Why are educators and principals saying, you know what, the health effects, the studies, you know, the paid studies, which is an oxymoron, seem to tell us, we're not quite sure. It's not, you know, results are inconclusive, but the non-paid, the independent studies truly are almost overwhelmingly and almost entirely conclusive and prove that this technology is damaging. And we've known that since the 50s, but never mind that. We just keep trying to mask that with another study, right? Anyway. I digress. So coming closer up to speed, I think it was this video. If it is, I'm going to have to play that clip. I think it was Jim Sciutto. This is not a hoax. And if you think this is a hoax, you're a hoax. I mean, come on, man. Seriously, what are you doing? Let's see if that's – I think the – bomb suspect arrest, what we know about Cesar Sayoc. Maybe they swapped it out because it was so laughable, so ridiculous. I'm pretty sure it was Jim Sciutto that I saw the other day shouting at people to make sure that we don't find what's laughable to be laughable. And I mentioned that Christopher Wray basically said the same thing in the press conference, you know. Energetic material. What did Orwell say? Insincerity is the great enemy of plain language. And, you know, CNN ran the headline all day, basically. Mail bomb suspect arrested, charged with 5 federal crimes. FBI says 13 bombs sent around U.S., quote unquote, are not hoax devices. Are not hoax devices. I'm pretty sure it's this segment. Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure this is the segment. So I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm sorry. I apologize for, I probably could have just done this during the break, but I really want to just do this and move on. So, yeah.
is responsible for at least a dozen
I think if we can play that clip again, this is from the CNN article, and you know these videos are across a number of posts, but this one is titled "Bomb Suspect Arrest: What We Know About Cesar Sayoc."
Tonight, yeah, authorities have a suspect in custody they say is responsible for at least
about
a dozen package bombs discovered all across the U.S.
Each device consisted of roughly 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy through a reaction to heat, shock, or friction.
FBI Director Chris Wray indicating that a fingerprint found on one of those packages led FBI investigators to 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc, who is facing 5 federal crimes and up to 48 years in prison.
Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc. There is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of 2 different IEDs mailed in separate envelopes and a sample previously collected from Sayoc in connection with an earlier arrest down in Florida.
56-year-old Cesar Sayoc is in federal custody, arrested in South Florida. Authorities also impounding this white van, taking every precaution, unaware of what may be inside.
Yeah, we just took him into custody. We're concerned reference signal 46, let's start across here. And we want the road shut down, and then we'll start evacuating.
According to law enforcement officials, Sayoc had been living in that van recently after being kicked out of his parents' house. That van, covered in political stickers with images of President Donald Trump, targets on prominent liberals, as well as a sticker saying CNN sucks. Here he is at a Trump campaign rally last year, holding a sign saying the same thing. Sayoc's social media accounts feature numerous postings from Trump rallies and countless more about politics. The various accounts read like a target list for those who've received package bombs this week. He trolls former President Obama, tweeting about Bobby Kennedy with photos disparaging the Kennedy family. He mocks former Vice President Biden's 9/11 message with a photo of his Delaware home and pictures that suggest firebombing it. He blames former Attorney General Eric Holder for the murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, even threatening death. He vilifies California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, tweeting bad memes and encouraging his like-minded followers to attend an event with her in California. A denier of the Parkland High School shooting massacre, Sayoc accuses Democratic fundraiser George Soros for funding a cover-up and paying students like David Hogg to pretend they were victims. And public records show Sayoc had an extensive criminal record dating back as far as 1991. The most notable offense, a 2002 charge of threatened to discharge a destructive device at a Florida utility company. Just recently, a package addressed to Democratic donor Tom Steyer was found in California. And earlier today, one intended for former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, addressed to CNN in New York, was intercepted at a New York facility. And another, addressed to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, was found in Florida.
Wolf, Sayoc now being held in federal detention in downtown Miami, awaiting his first court appearance. Wolf?
Well, that didn't include the segment that I was hoping it included. Jim Sciutto shouting, "These are not hoax devices," which Christopher Wray made a point of saying, and Mr. Bordock can attest. You probably saw it, folks. The CNN little deal, you know, the whatever you call it down there that describes the incident and the segment they're airing that said, quote unquote, "are not hoax devices" all day long. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So much going on. We are inundated. It might have been Chris Cuomo, actually. I'm not sure it was Jim Sciutto. Now that I think about it, it could have been Chris Cuomo. Anyway, we'll move on from that. You heard the clip. It's nonsense. So much going on. There's the Indonesian plane crash, 189 folks. Crashes minutes after takeoff. That I would classify as suspicious deaths, unquestionably. I don't know, just about any time a plane crashes into the sea, minutes after it takes off, we should be asking questions. you're not likely ever – you're more likely to be struck by lightning, I think, than you are to die in a plane crash, and more likely to die in a plane crash than you are to be attacked by, you know, the invisible boogeymen that we're plagued by constantly. But we played the Orwellian clips, you know, the movie, 1984 movie clips last week. Okay, so – Let's conclude here and move on. So the connection between the Great Honduran Migration, midterms, cover for Soros, endearing the public to these poor victims that have been attacked, you know, including CNN now. Oh, we're victims too. No, you guys are the most, you know, arguably the most virulent propaganda wing of the CIA. And so connecting those things with the bombing nonsense and Saturday's tragedy in Pittsburgh. Again, the Huffington Post story, Campbell Soup, Jettison's exec who peddled Soros conspiracy theory about Caravan. And so where is it? The line in here, Campbell Vice President, backing up, a Campbell Soup executive was quickly shown the door after spreading a right-wing conspiracy theory that liberal billionaire philanthropist, of course, he's not an economic terrorist, even though he is. George Soros is bankrolling a caravan of migrants heading to the U.S. border. Campbell, Vice President of Government Affairs Kelly Johnson, a former Secretary of the U.S. Senate, tweeted Monday that Soros' Open Society Foundation was providing aid to the caravan. There's no evidence for such a statement. Well, actually, there is. And it's interesting. So continuing, Johnson claims that Soros' organization was the puppet master behind troop carriers, quote-unquote, and rail cars, quote-unquote, moving the migrants. Johnson's account is no longer active. Well, you know, nothing like free speech in America, huh? Johnson had been scheduled to leave the company in early November, but in the last few days, the company and Mr. Johnson agreed that under the circumstances, it would be best to accelerate the timing of his departure, quote unquote, a company representative said in a statement to Gizmodo. Campbell interim CEO Keith McLaughlin had earlier sent a letter to Soros Open Society following a complaint from the organization saying that Johnston's remarks were inconsistent. They were, quote, inconsistent with how Campbell approaches public debate. What debate? Was there? I guess I missed the part about debate. Continuing, Campbell, quote, believes in truth and transparency. We expect our leaders to present facts, to deal with objective truths, end quote, McLaughlin said in a letter. Mr. Johnson's remarks do not represent the position of Campbell. Yeah. So there is no debate, and he's been censored effectively and silenced, unpersoned in Orwellian terms. Do we hear from Mr. Johnston himself? Do we get to hear him present? Are we going to – maybe he has some facts. This is inconsistent with how Campbell approaches public debate. Yeah, they don't tolerate it, obviously. So what would happen in America if we just started banning these brands and the corporate monoliths that own most or all of them? What would happen? We stop shopping at places and stop buying these kinds of goods? It's all about cash flow. What is the etymology of the term bank? Some suggest that, you know, the banks of the river control the flow of it. So what happens if there's no flow?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have
Welcome back.
I want to
bottom of the second hour already, this Monday, October 29th, 2018. So just to finish connecting the dots and move on this suspicious package nonsense / Saturday's incident, and you might as well throw a bunch in there because it all sort of – it's bending into the same narrative, right? It's we need more protection. There should be gun laws. You know, I mean, you just heard the CNN segment. A guy who's living in his van after being kicked out of his parents' house after filing bankruptcy in 2012. Doesn't have a piece of furniture, but somehow he masterminds a campaign to mail packages to folks. You know, he's making bombs in the back of – no, they're not bombs. They are potentially explosive devices with energetic material in them. What? In the back of his van? And someone just happens to take a photo because, you know, I thought the van was suspicious, so, or it was peculiar. It was conspicuous. So I took pictures of it with these beautifully newly adorned stickers that just happened to tell the whole plan right out there in plain view. Man, isn't that just convenient? So the Huffington Post article: Campbell Soup jettisons exec who peddled Soros conspiracy theory about caravan. It ties it all together neatly. The caravan, Soros. You know, and is this a psyop? Is this guy, you know, was he a fall guy? Was he a scapegoat? I mean, he was on his way out anyway. Kelly Johnston. What will happen now? Will he be construed as a hero when actually he's just a scapegoat, you know, a sheep-dipped scapegoat, so to speak? Like Johnston, the suspected gunman in the anti-Semitic attack Saturday on the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh that killed 11 people, also believed that Soros was responsible for the caravan, according to a social media post. So there you go. So actually, let me back up a couple. So Soros received one of the series of pipe bombs sent in the mail last week, allegedly by suspect Cesar Sayoc, who, by the way, says, I don't know anything about any of this stuff. Oh, yeah, but he's guilty. That's why he would say that. Yeah, or maybe not. Maybe it's highly unlikely that a guy who's living in his van after getting kicked out of his parents' house, who's, what, 46? Probably doesn't have the means to pull this operation off. But, you know, the big lie is always more believable to the public. It's just unbelievable. So Soros received one of the series of pipe bombs sent in the mail last week, allegedly by suspect Cesar Sayoc, a Trump supporter who – and that's not entirely true either. There was, you know, disparaging remarks made about Trump too, right? And – by I believe, if memory serves, and the other guy, what's his name? Anyway, Saturday's incident, difficult to keep up. A Trump supporter who was allegedly targeting people attacked by the president. How will Trump's administration? Okay, so continuing, like I said, like Johnston, the sus. So. Lumping these guys together. So Johnston, the Campbell Soup executive, or former now, Kelly Johnston. Like Johnston, the suspected gunman. So we're going from Cesar Sayoc deal to Saturday's incident in Pittsburgh. Like Johnston, the suspected gunman in the anti-Semitic attack Saturday on the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh that killed 11 people, also believes Soros was responsible for the caravan, according to a social media post. So we've gone from Soros received bomb. Well, we've gone from Campbell's Soup executive, Kelly Johnston, believed that Soros was responsible for the caravan, to Soros received pipe bombs, Sayoc, and then from there to Johnston, you know, like Johnston, the suspect in Saturday's incident believes Soros was responsible for the caravan. Uh-oh, if you believe that, then you must be a terrorist. You see how that works? By association, guilty by association, because after all, that's the America we live in now, because the media tells us that it's so. Soros Open Society Foundation said in a tweet that, quote, neither Mr. Soros nor Open Society is funding, end quote, the migrant caravan. Oh, sure, but what about proxies? We'll get to that in a second. It added that the foundation does, however, quote, support the historic U.S. commitment to welcoming people fleeing oppression and violence in their homelands. Oh, you mean the kind that George Soros creates through, you know, by proxy through these color revolution efforts, which is why his native Hungary doesn't want him there anymore, or his Open Society Foundation and Russia? I talked about that 2 years ago, how more countries were starting to go, you know what, we don't really like the Open Society Foundation, so take a hike. Meanwhile, in reality land, there is the RBN story that was posted last week. Remember, George Soros' son reveals the true agenda behind flooding the West with third world immigrants. Kelly Greenhill refers to it as coercive engineered migration. And, oh my gosh, here's a fun fact for you. There was a story, I can't believe it. Yeah, we're going to have to go to the phones in 2 seconds. So George Soros said in his own words, hopefully that story is still floating around somewhere, there was a story posted September 20th, 2016 on georgesoros.com, why I'm investing $500 million in migrants. Guess what? It evaporated. Got memory hold. Doesn't seem to be available now. I wonder why that happened. George Soros telling us in his own words that he's behind this kind of stuff. Oh, well, you can't do that and then have these stories come out that say he's not. So, you know. Is this making sense to anyone? Do you see how we're being gaslighted to death here? This PSYOP, hardcore PSYOP? Caesar PSYOP, I mean SAOC, and Robert Bowers. Okay, so last thing I'll say on this, again, the connection. So a conspiracy theory about George Soros and migrant caravan inspired horror from the Washington Post article published yesterday. Conspiracy theories are flourishing in America from the Oval Office to the fever swamps of the internet. Well, then let's just ban the malaria of the internet. Let's shut it down, all of it. Including you propagandists at the Washington Post, CNN, and everywhere else. Let's shut it down. No? Oh, I see. You want to silence certain voices, just not your own propaganda. They include the viral notion that the liberal 88-year-old billionaire George Soros, a Hungarian-American Holocaust survivor, is funding the migrant caravan slowly making its way from Central America to the in the direction of the United States. It's not true, but it has apparently fueled homicidal rage in recent days. Do you see? This is what I was saying on Friday, and it's like, I mean, it's so obvious you couldn't script it any better. And I knew this was coming on Friday. We'd already seen the rumblings of it in the other stories that were published on RBN. Like, speaking of the thing I talked about earlier, there was a story published on RBN last week. The Swedish are microchipping themselves by the thousands. That's horrifying. But on the 25th, these two stories, Campbell Soup VP blames Soros for migrant caravan. That's obviously a companion to the Huffington Post story that I'm talking about. And then Mike Adams, fake pipe bomb hoax reveals last-ditch desperation of self-victimizing Democrats who are terrified of losing the midterm elections. Again, see, people that are paying attention, you see this, right? I'm preaching to the choir. George Soros on migrants disappears conveniently, and now we're left with the PSYOP. Speaking of hoax and PSYOP. All right, so last thing, and we'll go to the phone. So a couple of sentences. Few sentences from the Washington Post story. Caesar Sayoc, the Florida man. Yeah. So fueling conspiracy theories, George Soros behind the migrant caravan. It's not true, but it has apparently fueled homicidal rage in recent days. Caesar Sayoc, the Florida man whom authorities have accused of mailing more than a dozen bombs to people and organizations President Trump has criticized, appeared to be obsessed with Soros, mentioning him dozens of times on one of his Twitter accounts. He's, you know, busy tweeting from multiple Twitter accounts and other social media from his van. you know, diabolical, evil genius making bombs in the back of his van. Really? Robert D. Bowers, charged with killing 11 people Saturday at a Pittsburgh synagogue, also reported several viral comments on a since-deactivated social media account about the migrant caravan. One post described the Third World Caravan as a group of approaching invaders. So, you know, do you see how this works? If you are critical of any of this or George Soros, then suddenly you're anti-Semitic. Bowers directly posted a comment referring to the overwhelming Jew problem. He spoke of the U.S. having a Jewish infestation and reposted another user's anti-Semitic comment. Jews are waging a propaganda war against Western civilization, and it is so effective that we are headed towards certain extinction within the next 200 years, and we're not even aware of it. And it's all ridiculous. So like I said, reverse, beggar thy neighbor, punish the majority for the sins of these few basically Manchurian Patsy scapegoats, because they represent your views and my views, right? Except they don't. And who would do this? You know, again, John Spivak in his article series, Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, said, speaking of the business plot that Smedley Butler blew the whistle on, "You would be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. The anti-Semitic character of Nazism has been abundantly demonstrated in these pages. Nevertheless, this article and succeeding ones," he wrote in 1935, "will reveal Jewish financiers working with fascist groups, which, if successful, would unquestionably heighten the wave of hate the Jew propaganda." Why? It foments the conflict. The feudal system depends on that. And it's great cover. It's a great way to insulate these folks. You attack yourself so that you can insulate yourself from criticism and speculation and say you're a victim and you need special privileges now. Do you see how it's a counterpart to the beggar thy neighbor approach? And again, it's an age-old strategy. David Axelrod, in Chicago, there was an old tradition of throwing a brick through your own campaign office window and then calling a press conference to say that you've been attacked. We played Webb Tarpley last week saying the same thing. Frank Kitson, he said it. This is how you do it. You create your own opposition, and then you make yourself look victimized. Who would do that? Well, the network of terror that's been doing it for decades now. You'll notice that ever since the OSS turned into the CIA, there has been no peace on earth. Hopefully that makes sense. To the phones, John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Appreciate it. You know, I was reading a Washington Post article on this, Chris. I sent you the link. Elliot Dinkins was reading in his upstairs office Saturday morning when his wife heard him to tell him about the shooting. I thought it was a mistake.
Yeah,
he runs downstairs. Right. His first thought, his 95-year-old father, who rarely misses a service. And granted, Chris, 95-year-old people do not feel well. I've got a 90-year-old father-in-law. So at 95, I'm just saying, what if, okay? His father, now retired, David Dinkin, was once the executive director at the Tree of Life. Elliot Dinkin was relieved to learn that his father, who rarely missed a Saturday service, had decided to stay home that day because he wasn't feeling well. Now, I don't want to be unjustifiably cynical. Where have we heard this before? You know, and then it goes on to talk about the rich history of the Tree of Life. And like you said earlier, the first thing that went into my mind, you're calling your synagogue the Tree of Life?
Yeah.
When that's what was forbidden in the garden, that's why the cherubims were put east of the Garden of Eden to keep people away. So I thought, Well, how many Baptist churches are named Tree of Life? Chris, I could only find three. So why would you do this? Tree of Life, is that another way? mean, seriously, folks, is it another way? Is it in your face?
No, it's just a coincidence.
How else? I don't know how
among the myriad coincidences.
You don't get. There's only one way to life, according to the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you understand the Old Testament, Jesus is on every page.
Yeah.
But they've got another way. We're gonna go to the tree. We're gonna reject him and go to the Tree of Life synagogue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd. And Chris, I'm sure that if it was George Soros that was behind the immigration, I know, Chris, CNN would have told us.
Seriously. Hey, John. Right.
How dare you?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I'm an anti-Semitic, you know, George Soros, Hillary Clinton hating, you know, fear-mongering. Speaking of all of this, what do you make of the George Soros's article? Well, it was a Wall Street Journal article back in 2016. You know, why I'm investing $500 million in migrants suddenly vanishes over the last few days.
Well, that's the one I sent to you just Friday, wasn't it? Let's see here.
Yeah.
If I can get it to come up.
No, you won't find it on George Soros' website. It's still on the Wall Street Journal. You can find a cached version of it on the...
I've got it on... I've just pulled it up on George Soros. Why I'm investing $500 million.
Refresh the page. It'll probably go away.
Oh, dare I? Maybe I ought to copy the page before I refresh it. And then we'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to hang
out.
Yeah,
no, it's...
But yeah.
It's gone. So
let me save it. Let me save it to my phone. Let me download it. Okay, I downloaded it.
No, it is there. I apologize. I see it. For some reason, it was redirecting. I don't know what's going on now. It's weird.
Well, they're playing games, man. They're making you and me look silly. How dare we think?
Yeah.
You know, and it's so far now. Chris,
I couldn't pull it up earlier during today's broadcast. Using the same link that I already had wasn't working to George Soros' website. Now it's working for some reason. Anyway, so the bottom line, though, is that he did, you know, his name is on an op-ed over at the Wall Street Journal.
He wrote it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go that far. I wasn't there when he wrote it, but his name is on it. Why I'm investing $500 million in migrants. It's on his website. I will invest in startups, established companies, social compact initiatives, and businesses founded by migrants and refugees. And
well,
that's all he's done.
Down at the bottom, it says that it's his essay. And then he's got more that were actually presented to the European, equivalent of foreign affairs. So,
right.
You know, to the European Union. So,
right.
They're so far gone now. They don't care that you know because they don't think you can do anything about it. I mean, that's how dumbed down the American people have become.
Right. And again, speaking of engineered migration and color revolution, essentially, you know, like you said down at the bottom, you know, he says we will also work closely with organizations such as the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and the International Rescue Committee to establish principles to guide our investments. Our goal is to harness for public good the innovations that only the private sector can provide. So, you know, and there's more.
How can you have a nonprofit, Chris? He's got a paragraph here that says all of the investments we make will be owned by my nonprofit organization. To be successful because I want to show how private capital can play a constructive role helping migrants. And any profits in this nonprofit organization will go to fund the programs at the Open Society Foundations. So how do you invest profits of a nonprofit organization?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a bunch of, I can't think of the proper name for it, but it's circular reasoning, and people don't realize that he's telling you what he's doing.
We're just not smart enough because we didn't go to the London School of Economics. You know, we weren't graced as obscure Hungarian immigrants with the magical blessing of a London School of Economics education.
Well, let me like go George so Soros. Far, let me go so far as to say, Chris, that the ones that were killed at this Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh may not have even been Jews. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but they may not have even been Jews, according to Paul.
Well, so, right, you know. And people will probably completely misunderstand that. You know, you got to fix your gaze upward to understand what John is saying, if I may, and not this infighting, this factious turbulence down here that has been fomented, contrived and fomented to keep people distracted and infighting and destroying one another.
And the synagogue was doing so well that they were leasing out portions of it to not just other synagogues, but other parts of the community, because it's such a rich community now that it has Indians and Haitians and everyone else living there. So, you know, it's still Jewish-based. It's still Hebrew day schools, but they rent out much of their building because their vibrant, quote, Jewish community can't support the synagogue anymore. So,
yep.
Enough said.
And, you know, back to the George Soros thing, his Wall Street Journal op-ed basically says, you know, I mean, you have other lines, you know, customizing and extending these innovations to serve migrants will help improve the quality of life for millions around the world. And you have Alex Soros' admission, but people will say, but George, you know, they issued a statement formally denying that George Soros and the Open Society Foundation are funding it. So, you know, come on, it's a reach. Well, basically, they're admitting it, just not admitting to exactly what they're doing. And so it's just astonishing. I mean, what more can you say? I mean, it's exactly what you would expect, and we're not supposed to have a discussion. John, I think if anything could emerge out of this, hopefully people will get fed up with the hardcore psyop and propaganda that's being waged, the balkanization of people, pitting groups against one another, and maybe we could have some kind of a legitimate organic platform that would emerge. But how would you do that when even the server farms are banning some of these other, you know, like Gab.com, which I think is a setup too, but I don't know.
As do
maybe
I.
We go back.
Gab, it's not just Gab, it's Gab AI.
So, right.
Anyway. All right.
Thanks, John.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Maybe we go back to the original social network. I think Coleman had a brilliant advertising campaign with that, the original social network, which was the campfire. Maybe we just go back to that. It's more difficult to spy on that analog technology, which is why technocrats want the digital stuff. I hope it was informative. You should definitely check out that video, Information You Cannot Afford to Miss. Billions were spent to ensure you do. I hope it was informative, folks. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.